Hey guys, episode 2 of Alpha Coach Podcast. It is Friday the 8th. It is a balmy 19 degrees outside at the moment. So two questions came up this week that kind of had my wheels spinning a little bit. First of all, physical therapy wise, I work in a rural hospital. So we see, when it comes to physical therapy, we see everything. Babies to 95-year-olds, you know, post-surgical ortho. We're getting a big influx of athletes. We're kind of getting the word out. We got me in there, and our two other physical therapists have significant sport background. So we're getting a lot more athletes, which is exciting. Anyway, we see it all there. One thing we do have is we have a big chronic pain, center in the hospital. So we have a pretty big chronic pain patient population. So two questions kind of came up this week. One of our PTAs, after a morning of treating patients, came in, kind of sat down, let out a big sigh, and kind of just asked us, in general, do people have less of a pain tolerance than in the past? Which was a good question. And then that same day in the afternoon, I had a post-surgical back fusion patient. This was her, I think, fourth back surgery. And she was with an older lady, probably 65. Again, fusion, before surgery, she was having a whole lot of leg pain, sciatic stuff. Anyway, her brother was there, and we're going along, and he asked me the question of, 20, 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, what did people do, for treatment, relief in her situation? And his point was she was having a whole lot of pain before surgery, enough to where her function was declining and she wasn't really doing much. Got another fusion, feeling great, doing good. His question was, what did they do, back in the day, I guess, when they weren't doing spine surgeries as much as they are today? And that one kind of stumped me because I had to think about it. But, question is our pain tolerance as a whole declining? Are we doing a poor job at managing pain? And then, the spine surgery question. So, two things. From what I'm seeing over the last 4 years, overall, I would agree with the fact that I do think some patients don't understand, just easy, kind of simple pain theory, pain science, how to manage things, what have you. Some of the time with our chronic pain population, is just we don't really do any treating. We just sit down and talk to them, do a whole lot of education. Kind of going along with that, when it comes to the spine surgery things, I think back in the day, they didn't do spine surgeries just because I don't think they needed to. In the past, you didn't get a fusion unless you was in a car wreck, fell off a house, or did something majorly, majorly traumatic. Nowadays, spine fusions are skyrocketing just because we're having people live sedentary lifestyles, obesity. They've been sitting at a desk for 40, 50 years with no, you know, offsetting exercise program, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, my answer to the brother later on was simply, we didn't need to. We didn't need to. People were a lot more active. And I think overall people were a lot more tougher. The thought is, you know, there's going to be pain, as we go on in life. And most of the time, you know, just because you have pain doesn't necessarily mean anything's wrong. And you can go about it two different ways. Either you can attack it proactively, like pain, like a problem solving type thing. You know, change some stuff up, go from there, or you can just let it, you know, as we say, catastrophize it and let it be something that brings you down. And again, also, I was thinking about this too, you know, with the big issue with obesity, sedentary lifestyle, you know, our terrible nutrition overall, you know, with that being said, the pain management side of care has drastically increased over the last, you know, previous years, just because people are having pain, just because they're, you know, in my experience, just because their diet's terrible, their activity level is poor, and they don't really know how to manage pain at all. So question is, you know, when it comes to my athletes and young kids, the big thing I've been seeing the last 3 or 4 years is some of them don't even understand the difference between being sore and having pain. Athletes are a little bit different, but some of my non-athlete kid population, whether it be, you know, hip pain, knee pain, shoulder pain, what have you, it's a lot of, you know, I'll give them some homework, they'll come in, or I'll treat them one day, they'll come in for their second treatment of the week. You know, how you feeling? Oh man, I was hurting bad after last time. And you know, were you hurting or were you sore? Oh, I was sore. Were you sore all over? Yes. Okay, then you weren't hurting. That's not pain. Oh, and then they'll kind of backtrack and, well, I mean, I had a lot of pain afterwards. So, you know, I've been seeing a lot of that where they don't necessarily understand the difference between being sore, being fatigued, being tired because they, you know, I made them work out compared to legitimate pain. You know, when it comes to my athletes, the biggest issue with pain and pain tolerance I've seen is it's not necessarily they understand the difference between pain and being sore, but it's a big fear issue with pain, in that, you know, whatever sport you're looking at, they come in and see me, and there's a whole lot of apprehension, there's a whole lot of nervousness, there's a whole lot of, just being scared that, are they going to get back to playing time? Are they going to get back to, you know, their activity level before? And the biggest thing is, are they going to get hurt again? But, you know, once I kind of educate them in, you know, management goals, hey, we're going to do this stuff, you'll get better, and, you know, here's the stuff you need to do to not get hurt again. Once they kind of get some more confidence in them, then we're off and rolling. So, you know, solutions. What do we do when it comes to, you know, pain tolerance, pain management, you know, kind of changing the way you think about stuff? you know, when it comes to my adult patients, again, a lot of education. But you know, if I'm gonna say anything, it's this, you know, when it comes to pain, you know, and going about your life, blah blah blah, our bodies operate on what's called the SAID principle, SAID, and that stands for Specific Adaptation to Imposed Demands. So, you know, classic chronic pain patient would be, you know, they come in, chronic pain for whatever reason, car wreck, multiple car wrecks, whatever. Well, now they're in this state of, you know, they're not exercising, they're pretty much sedentary, everything they do makes everything hurt. Well, said principal says, you know, or they'll ask them, like, are you walking? No, I can't walk because it hurts. Well, you've been sitting on the couch watching TV for the last 2 years. That's what your body's used to. So if you get up and walk, your body's gonna, you know, not respond well to that. So said principle, if you, and again, it goes the opposite way. If your body's used to exercising, you know, lifting weights, doing yoga, whatever, it's used to that stimulus, it likes it, it rewards you for it, and you go from there. You know, we always talk about movement is medicine, you know, motion is lotion, drinking water, anti-inflammatory diet, you know, and I always say it pays to be strong. If you can get stronger, both physically, mentally, spiritually, you're doing pretty good. And the biggest thing is when it comes to, you know, handling pain, handling any type of injury issue, is your willingness to learn and be open-minded and to put forth some type of effort. You know, the hardest days as a physical therapist is, you know, patients or patients, plural, come in, you know, they spill their guts, give me all these issues, and then I'll talk to them till I'm blue in the face. I'll even spit out, you know, evidence, blah blah blah, and then they come in a week later and they haven't done anything I've suggested. If that's going to be the case, then, you know, you're always going to have an issue. There's always going to be some type of injury. There's always going to be some type of, you know, painful thing going on. If you're not willing to do anything for yourself, willingness to learn, willingness to change is vital. You know, two quotes I've seen in the past, and I always have in my back pocket and use in the clinic. One, I think it was from Testosterone Nation, I saw online, but it went like this: life is hard to have pain and be active and functional and do whatever you want to. Life is also very hard to be sedentary, or to have pain and be sedentary. You have to pick your hard. Either you deal with it and be active, have a good life, do what you want, play with your grandkids, blah blah blah, or you let pain take over, sit on the couch, be sedentary. And you know, we always say once you stop moving is when you start dying. The other quote is actually from one of my other PTAs in the clinic, and he said this about a month ago. Blew me away. Again, he's treating a chronic pain patient, and you know, he's doing a good job at, you know, educating them, you know, you got to do this, you got to move, you got to drink water, you know, all these things will help you, your body heal, your tissues feel better, blah blah blah. And you know, patients rebuttal every time, well, I don't like to do that, I don't want to do that, blah blah blah. And finally he just kind of sat down, looked at her and said, you know, in order to get change in your life for the better, you have to change yourself. And until you're willing to change yourself, you know, physical change isn't going to come. And that one blew me away. Now, when it comes to you know, my kids and, you know, athletes, again, some of this is going to be my opinion, but kind of what I'm thinking is it kind of comes down to parents and coaches. You know, when it comes to kids, and I've actually, this last year, I've probably seen 3 kids with amplified pain syndrome diagnosis, and 1 actually with fibromyalgia, which you don't see ever in, you know, grade school kids. But when it comes to, you know, kids, athletes, dealing with pain, dealing with injuries, like I said, it comes down to us, parents and coaches. My opinion is a couple of things. A, we gotta make them as independent as possible with as much things as possible. You know, whether that be whatever you want to do, you know, tying their shoes, making their bed, doing their chores, you know, they come up and ask you a question, kind of go at it from a, well, let's figure out a way you can do it yourself. I do that a lot with my kids, and not just automatically, you know, doing it for them. And in my mind, that kind of builds a problem solving, aspect. They learn how to solve problems, whether it be with anything, you know, not necessarily physical stuff. Another thing, get them in some type of discipline, and it doesn't even have to be sports, but something to where, you know, they have expectations, they have, you know, goals they have to reach, something to where they're not just sitting playing video games, eating potato chips, something to where their brain's stimulated, their bodies are stimulated, where they have some type of expectation to reach. And if they don't reach it, you know, there's consequences or something like that. And again, the other thing is just, you know, activity and hard work. Again, you know, all kids aren't athletes. Our kids don't like sports, which is completely fine. But gotta be doing something, whether it be walking, something physical. And if it's just walking, then I'm all for it. And then, you know, the biggest thing I said before was, you know, fear of pain when it comes to my athletes and kids. And that's just education. I tell my 2 older kids and even, you know, all my athletes all the time, you cannot fear pain. If you fear pain, then 9 times out of 10, something's going to happen. You know, you're going to get injured again, or you're going to perceive it as an injury, and stuff's going to go downhill. So you cannot fear pain. If you play sports, you know, if you're in some type of competition, there's going to be injuries. That's a given. It's how you handle that going forward. You know, in my mind, you know, if an injury comes up, you attack it proactively. You set goals, you reach those goals, you be aggressive with your rehab, and not catastrophize things. Oh, this is the end, I'm done. You know, my life sucks, blah, blah, blah. Can't do that. You know, it's not the end of the world when it comes to injuries and pain, especially with your young athletes. And, you know, me as a parent, I've noticed too, if your child gets injured or something and you don't, and you stay calm and you kind of explain to them that, you know, it's going to take some hard work, it's going to take some discipline to get back, but you'll get back, you know, then everything's okay. But if you totally, you know, make it a big, big, big deal, kind of, you know, don't say the right things and stuff like that, well, then they feed off that, and their progress and the recovery is slower, and you don't want that. So, you know, again, with my athletes, it's a lot of you can't fear pain. Pain's not necessarily a end-all, be-all. Injury's not necessarily end-all, be-all. You know, injuries are going to happen. The most important thing is when it happens, you attack it. You be proactive. You be aggressive with the rehab, treatments, and all that good stuff. Last thing, we'll end with this. This comes from physical therapist Mark Colson, who I've listened to talk numerous times, but he kind of came up with this concept of as athletes, as just regular day people, we need to go through some type of adversity every day, whether that be, you know, yeah, you put your body through some exercise, you stretch, you study, you read, you play chess, something that stimulates your body and your mind. We need to go through some type of adversity every day. And his thought was, you know, we kind of run on a spectrum. Either you're on the end of comfort, total comfort, bliss, where, you know, his analogy was you're sitting in a chair on the beach drinking margaritas, or you're in the other end of the spectrum, which is total 10 out of 10, Jesus Christ on the cross, debilitating, screaming out pain all the time, excruciating, you know, that kind of stuff. And he said, and I agree with him, we don't need to be on either end. We don't need to be on the end where you're crying out in pain all the time. We don't need to be on the other end where we're totally just in complete comfort and bliss all the time. Again, our body runs off the said principle, specific adaptation to impose demands. We need to be right smack dab in the middle. We need to kind of go through some adversity every day, stimulate your brain, stimulate your body, do something every day. And his thoughts is that, you know, that promotes a healthy neuromuscular system. Stretching, exercise, weightlifting, chess, read something. And that's something I preach to all my chronic pain patients. So there you go, guys. Hope you got something out of it. If not, no worries. Again, like last week, if you have specific questions or topics, shoot a message, whatever you got to do, and we'll see you next week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.